Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler steps in and joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's check out these livestock futures again here this morning. And once again, cattle futures, really kind of a disappointing day yesterday. Lower across the board.
It sure was, Dave. We saw the live cattle and feeder cattle make another round of new contract lows yesterday and close negative. Now, after the 1 p.m. settlement, there was some positive trading taking place in the cattle complex. The live cattle trading volume Thursday was the largest we'd seen since September of 2014. We saw choice box beef take another hit to the downside, down $3.04 yesterday. Select boxes down $1.89 on a total movement of 194 loads. The daily cattle slaughter, 113,000 head. Cash feeder index was down $1.09. Now, this afternoon at 2 o'clock is a quarterly hogs and pig report that is expected to show an increase in inventory. At the close yesterday, October live cattle, $2.52 lower. October feeder cattle, $2.27 lower. And October lean hogs were up $1.10.
We'll check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, let's look at our grain futures here this morning, Tom. And, well, the wheat, corn finishing lower yesterday. The soybeans, though, were higher at the end of the day.
That's right. Our wheat market yesterday, it saw double-digit losses as they gave back most of their gains they made on Wednesday. The corn also closed negative, and the soybeans were higher. Now, the October grain and soy options expired today. The strength of the Dow futures this morning is being credited to Fed's Chairman Yellen's speech that said interest rates will be raised later this year. The overnight trading has been mostly higher in the grains, with the November soybeans having large volume overnight. December KC wheat currently is 4 cents higher. December corn's up 2 cents. November soybeans trading 10 cents higher. December cotton's up 2 points. November crude oil 40 cents higher. December dollar index is up 50 cents. December Dow Jones futures up 236 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning, and that's going to wrap it up for us here today. Tom Leffler's back on Monday, and until then, for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.